ॐ
वापवित्रा
सर्वस्तम्
यतोऽपिवा
यास्मरेत्
पुण्डरीकाक्षम्
सावया
अभ्यन्तरा
शुचिः
शुचिः
श्रीविष्णो
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 Ishvara Parama
Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakasana Sukhapa Vriksha Lakshadi Jeshu Sudhira Vipalayantram Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasam Pramasetamanam Govinda Adi Purusham Yeah. पुरुषां भवां भजामि। एको विश्वपुरश्चरितं जगदन्तगोपीं यश्चक्तिरस्ति जगदन्तजयायदन्ता अन्तस्तपरमाजयन्तरस्ताम् गोविन्दमादि पुरुषां भवामि।
Amen.
गोविंदाय पुरुषाय नमामि यस्याय कनिष्ठस्य चकारमतावलम्ब्य जीवाञ्जिलोमविरजाजगदन्तनाथ विष्णुर्महान् सहृदयस्य कला विशेषो गोविंदमाय पुरुषाय नमामि स्मशु स्वीयांकियाेश जगदानकर्ता गोविंद मलिपुरुषापालुगंताय कुंभ वंदे प्रणाम समये सकनाधिराज वीनाय मन्त्रमनास्य जगत्रयस्य गोविन्दमाली पुरुषां नमहं भजामि अग्निर्महीकनाङ्गुमरुद्धिशश्च कालाश्च चात्ममनसि जगत्रयाणि गोविंदमाली पुरुषाक्षुभेशमस्तमूर्तिशेषतेज यो गोविंदमाली पुरुषाम भजामि धर्मोत्तपाशनिचयाश्चित्रयस्तपांसि ब्राह्मणीष्टपदयाश्च यातात्तमात्रविभवा प्रकृता प्रभाव गोविंदमाली पुरुषाम भजामि बन्धानुरूपफलभाजनमार्जनोति कर्माणि निर्दहति किन्तु च भक्तिभाजम् गोविन्दमाली पुरुषां भजामि यं क्रोधकामसहजा प्रलयादिभीति वत्सलमोहगुरुगौरवसेवभावै सञ्चिन्त्य तस्य सदृशं तनुमाकुरेति गोविन्दमाली पुरुषां नमामि भजामि श्रिया गन्धा गन्धा परमपुरुषपदतरो रुमुनामुनिश्चित्रायमयी त्वयमृतम् कथनागलान्दर्भ्यं गमनमभिलोक्षिशिरसखि ्योतिपरमभिरस्मर्यमाक्षिरदीशवतीर्षुभिरसुमानीक्षाख्योपावदति न हि यचापि समयः वाजे श्वेतानिपान्तमहं निरभवमित्यम् विदन्तस्य सन्तां शिष्यभिर्वाचरा
Ömrandasy nanjana sankaya chakshara kundam tamdina tasmay shivaya ukam karoti vachana angam nandayate gayo yat kripatamah madeshi yundina tama nama om vishnu padaya krishna prasaya bhutale shrimate bhakti vivanta swami jami namaste saraswati devi namami prasadi जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत श्रीवास हरे कृष्ण।
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Pancha Kalpatu Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyasya
Patitan Bhavani Vyro Vaisi Vyro Om
Before I begin speaking, I'd like to just take this opportunity to mention one thing not related to today's event, but it's been in my mind over the course of the last week, which I'd like to share my heart with all of you who are present. And that is, I'd like to remind the devotees that a very dear godbrother and disciple, a godbrother of ours and disciple of Srila Prabhupada, is in a very serious condition, and His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj, and I'm sure it's known to all of you that he was in a coma for a while, and his consciousness has lapsed into external consciousness from time to time, but his condition is still very serious, and he's still in an intensive care unit in the Hinduja Hospital in Mumbai. And personally, for myself, it's devastating that such a dedicated, stalwart preacher of the Krishna consciousness movement is placed in such a situation. But it's making me realize how much I need to and want to pray that he remains in our association. And I thought I should say a little something to remind all of you that Krishna certainly does hear the prayers of the Vaishnavas, and if we have a very strong desire, and if we pray, then hopefully he can remain in our association. But at this time, his condition is still critical, and he hasn't been very conscious. It was the result of hemorrhaging in the stem of the brain, which appeared due to long neglect of his health. Doctors don't know exactly why. Whatever external reasons there are there, for us, we should look at it internally as a time for prayer. And whatever the circumstances, the outcome, we're confident that His Holiness Jai Pataka Maharaj is in Krishna's protection. So maybe you can chant an extra round a day, make a prayer before the Vaidya Gopi Vallabha, have special care time, whatever you can do to show Krishna that we want him to stay in our association. I wanted to mention that first because it's on my mind every day. When the day goes by when I'm not finding out the latest in his health. So, with that said, today is an event for many of the devotees here who are taking Harinam initiation. We also have two devotees who are taking Brahman initiation. And we just chanted the mantra Om Pavitra Pavitra Vasavavasta Katopiva Yaksmarit Pundari Gaksha Sabayabhyantara Suchi, which is chanted at every fire sacrifice, which means whether either pure or impure, having passed through many conditions of material life, if one remembers the lotus eye of Krishna, one becomes both internally and externally clean. Therefore, remembrance of the Lord, remembrance of Krishna, is our method for internal and external purification. Krishna is pavitram, is completely pure. And when we open our hearts and associate with that which is pure, as we know, the result is our hearts gradually become freed from all kinds of material contamination. Remembrance of the Lord is essential. Smarta vyam satatam vishnu. Smarta vyam jatra jit. Sarvavidhi Nishivisha Itira Iva Kinkara. Krishna must be remembered and he must never be forgotten. all the rules and all the prohibitions which are given in the scriptures are meant to serve these two principles. So, this is an important verse which helps us to remember that whatever favorable activities or positive prescribed activities we accept, which are helpful for the benefit of our Krishna consciousness, we should accept those things which are favorable, and we should reject those things which are unfavorable. Just as we say, Sarva Vidhi Nishedha Shur, that there are vidhis and nishedhas. There are vidhis, which are positive prescribed activities, and nishedhas are things that we give up. In the same way, when one takes initiation, he takes vows that every day he will chant a prescribed number of rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and he will restrain from certain activities, prohibited activities. He makes vows that no intoxication, no gambling, eating fish or eggs. These vows are taken by each candidate at the time of initiation. They will avoid certain prohibited activities, and positive on the positive side, that they'll chant a prescribed number of rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is meant to help us to remember the Lord, which is our method for becoming both internally and externally clean. Remembrance of the Lord is actually not a very easy thing, as Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, that one should always remember Him. But He says, if you cannot remember Me constantly, then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga, and this way cultivate a desire to attain Me. As we've personally experienced, that method of smaranam, of complete remembrance of the Lord, it is not a very easy thing to obtain. And the mind is very restless, and we're always thinking of so many other things besides Krishna that will enter into the mind. But chanting Hare Krishna is prescribed, especially in this age of Kali, as the most effective way of remembering the Lord. In the verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Anta Kali Chamam Eva Smaran Mukha Kalevara, where Krishna says, whoever remembers Me at the time of giving up this body at once attains My nature, and this there is no doubt. What does Prabhupada explain in his commentary in reference to smaranam? He mentions that therefore one should incessantly chant Hare Krishna. This is our smaranam. This is our method of remembrance of the Lord. And if we look, there are actually examples given in the scripture by Śrīla Jīva Goswami, Śrīla Sanatana Goswami, where it is explained that chanting Hare Krishna is the most powerful method, and it is actually even considered to be superior, because it leads to smaranam, or remembrance of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya, in his instructions to Sanatana Goswami, he explained that among the different ways of devotional service, the 9 prescribed methods of devotional service, these processes, these 9 methods, are considered to be most powerful because they give one the potency to obtain Krishna and to obtain ecstatic love for Him. So he prefaces it by saying these 9 processes: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Archanam, Bhajanam, Dasa, Sakhanam, Pedam, which one? Parasevam. Yes. But he describes as hearing, chanting, the 9 methods are considered to be the most effective ways to actually attain Krishna and ecstatic love for Him. And he says, of these 9 processes, among these 9 processes, the most important is chanting Hare Krishna. And he says, therefore, if one chants Hare Krishna, being very careful to avoid the 10 offenses in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, The result will be is that you will achieve very quickly ecstatic love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Lord Chaitanya himself also, in instructions to Sanatana Goswami, he describes the nine processes, which include smarana, but then he emphasizes after that. But of all these nine processes, most important is chanting Hare Krishna. So, therefore, the candidates who are accepting Harinam initiation today, they are accepting initiation into the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. And it's understood that a certain element of faith must be there in the process of chanting Hare Krishna. Shraddha Shakti Vishvas Gahita Sudita Nishchaya Krishna Bhakti Kama Sava Kama Kritahaya Krishna Bhakti Kali Sava Kama Kritahaya. The Shraddha means firm, confident faith that by executing devotional service and chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one actually has this faith, then automatically all of one's subsidiary duties can be fulfilled. But conversely, it is understood that even if one perfectly executes all his subsidiary duties, but if he does take shelter in chanting the holy name of the Lord, they all remain incomplete. So, it is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord which is the essence of advancing, specifically in this age of Kali Yuga, the prescribed method for transforming the consciousness and for actually gradually cheto dharpana majnam, gradually cleansing the heart of the unwanted desires which are obstacles in the path of devotional service. If a devotee has this faith that if I simply go on chanting Hare Krishna every day, and that is the vow the candidates are actually making today, they're making the vow that I have that faith now. I have the faith that every day I will go on chanting Hare Krishna. So, of course, there is one verse in the Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, he speaks about accepting vows. He says, "Oh my friends, you cannot please the Supreme Personality of Godhead even if you become expert Brahmins, or advanced in etiquette or vast learning, nor by austerities, nor by sacrifices, nor by accepting vows, nor by chastity, can one please the Lord. The Lord is pleased only when one has unflinching, unalloyed devotional service to Him. Without sincere devotional service, everything else is simply a show." So Prahlad Maharaj explains in this verse that even superior than just accepting vows, because it's not just by accepting vows, neither is it becoming Brahmin, expert Brahmins, and one will please the Lord. Neither will be one becomes very advanced in studying the Vedic literatures, advances. He said these things actually cannot capture the attention of the Lord. While essentially, if we want to attract the attention of the Lord, a devotee has to show his unflinching faith and unflinching love and dependence upon the Lord. So, our best way to express that is through chanting, through kirtan, and through the devotee's individual chanting of japa. And that is the prescribed method for pleasing the Lord in this age of Kali. As Prahlad Maharaj said, without sincere devotional service to Krishna, everything else is a show. So what should our unflinching determination be? Our unflinching determination to be that no matter what any condition of life that I may be in, I will never give up chanting Hare Krishna. That should be our unflinching determination. And if Krishna sees that the devotee has actually not only made that vow within his heart, but he has that desire. He's awakened that desire within his heart. So that faith has to be there. That faith has to be there that chanting Hare Krishna is more important and superior to everything else. We may have so many other duties that we have to perform, but actually, every day, in fact, we oftentimes quote the example of that verse, Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu, Vismartavyam Najatu Chit. That verse which is given by Rupa Goswami, and the commentary which has been given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur on that verse, he says a very interesting commentary which he explains Satatam, the meaning of the word Satatam. Now, Satatam means always. You look at most translations of the word Satatam, Krishna says, Satayam Kirtayanto Mam. Devotees are always chanting my glories. Tesham Satatam Yukdanam Vajatam Priti Purvakam. To those who are always endeavoring me, endeavoring, worshiping with love. So, wherever we see the translation of Satatam, it always is translated as always. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, in this verse, he gives an explanation of how the word Satatam in this verse means something different. He said that there are prescribed activities which are favorable for Krishna consciousness, and there are prohibited activities that one should refrain from. And he said, because this verse is just explaining the necessity of remembering what the prohibited activities are, it means that one can always think of Krishna. It's not possible. Because one who always thinks of Krishna doesn't have to worry about what are the prohibited activities. He doesn't have to think, I'm not supposed to do that. He doesn't think that. He's always remembering Krishna. Why should he be worried about things that he has to avoid? There's nothing he has to avoid because he's situated on the perfect platform of always remembering Krishna. So the mere fact that it's mentioned in this verse that the nishchaya is certain activities must be avoided. Prescribed positive activities must be accepted and certain activities must be avoided. It means that you're not able to always remember Krishna. So therefore he says, what does Satatam mean in this verse? It means every day. Every day. That is how we understand. Every day we have to make some effort to remember Krishna. That is our commitment. If every day we make a commitment that I will remember Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, by praying to Krishna, by worshipping the Lord, rendering service, the different 9 prescribed methods of devotional service, but the most powerful is chanting Hare Krishna. That is the most powerful. And it is the most recommended process. Not just empty chanting, but chanting with faith, chanting with a desire to achieve the ultimate goal of chanting, which is to realize our loving relationship with the Supreme Lord. So it begins at this stage when faith is awakened, Shraddha is awakened, and after Shraddha, there is Sadhusanga, and Bhajana Kriya, and Nati Nivriti, and then Nishta, and then Ruchi, Shakti, Bhava, Prema, all these different levels of advancement in devotional service. So, therefore, a devotee first, what happens is that Shraddha is awakened within the heart, that faith. That is the beginning stage. When one has that faith, associates with devotees, and then of course, as Rupa Goswami has explained, in the prescribed duties that are meant to be formed, then there's Shraddha and association with devotees, then one should take initiation and accept the spiritual master. So, and then under the guidance and instructions of the spiritual master, one should gradually progress in his development of faith and chanting the holy name of the Lord so that he can ultimately achieve the perfectional stage of chanting, which is pure love of God. So, this is a little bit something about chanting Hare Krishna, which of course, as we know, is an essential part of the ceremony today. The devotees are taking their vows to chant a prescribed number of rounds today. There are also some devotees who are accepting separate initiation today. Jai Pataka Maharaj actually once told me, it's kind of humorous, he told me something he heard from Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada told him, he said that. He said, the second initiation is a more serious commitment. And the duty of the disciple to be a proper representative of the spiritual master. And he said, Prabhupada told him, he said, just like if you have a young baby in your lap, and if the baby passes stool, you can accept it. It's a young baby. So, but if you have a grown-up son... I said, you have a problem. So he said, Prabhupada told him this. He said, when devotees are taking second initiation, there's a don't. This is a big commitment, big responsibility. That it's time to be an example. And to not falter. It's a more serious commitment. And Prabhupada, if we look at his letters, and he's oftentimes emphasized, in fact, in my initiation letter, and Prabhupada wrote, it wasn't a reference to me, but it was a reference to other devotees who were taking initiation at the same time as I was being initiated. Prabhupada said that not everybody will take second initiation. He said, well, second initiation is for those, specifically, who can rise early in the morning, they can chant their prescribed number of rounds every day. They are every day, they are studying scripture and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Prabhupada expected a certain standard that would be there for those who are taking second initiation. So, that little story of Jayapataka Maharaj said, I guess it's in reference to the commitment that one has when takes second initiation. There's a verse in the Bhagavatam, Dharmascha Satyam Chattamasta Pascha Amatsyam Nishti Tikshana Shriya Yagyascha Dhanam Cha Dviti Shrutam Cha Vratani Vai Dvadasa Brahmanasya. This verse actually describes the 12 qualities of a Brahmin. A Brahmin must be perfectly religious. He must be truthful, must be able to control his mind and senses. He must be able to perform austerities and be detached, humble, tolerant. He must be not be envious of anybody. He must be expert in performing sacrifices and giving whatever he has in charity. He should be fixed in devotional service, and he should be very expert in the knowledge of studying of the Vedas. These are the 12 qualities of a Brahmin. We hear this and we may wonder, wow, am I ready for this? It actually describes the qualities and characteristics of the Mahabhagavata, of a devotee's on a very advanced level, but actually these are described as the qualities of a Brahmin. Religious, truthful, honest. As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, he describes one of them as honesty. He must get self-control. And the same references are there in that verse in the Bhagavad Gita as in the verse that we just quoted. So the Brahmin must be truthful. He must be able to perform austerities and be detached, humble. Prabhupada should always be very humble in his dealings with others, and he's supposed to teach by his example. Prabhupada actually expected that very much, that when a devotee takes second initiation, that he be very exemplary in his behavior. Has understood that he's actually considered to be he or she, in this case it's also she, should be exemplary members of society. So there's many more things we can say in relationship to rabbinical life, but we weren't going to speak too long this morning. We also want to hear from His Holiness Chandramali Maharaj a little bit about share with us some of his realizations that for all of our benefits about the importance of initiation today. So we'll let him speak, and then we'll speak about what we'll call the individual devotees. to accept their vows, come before the deities, for the spiritual master to accept their vows and to accept their beads and to receive their names. This is part of the Pancharatrika process, tapa, pundra, nama, mantra, and diksha. Tapa means one begins a life of austerities and actually prepares himself for spiritual life. Pundra means marking the body with Vaishnava Tilak, Virgava Pundra, and also described that when a devotee actually accepts austerities, then he actually develops an effulgence. He becomes very effulgent, which is another characteristic of a devotee who's voluntarily accepted some austerities, and then he becomes qualified for nama, where he receives the holy name of the Lord and is given a name which helps him to remember Krishna. And then after nama, there's diksha, when one is given mantra diksha, when one chants on the Gayatri mantras, and therefore becomes qualified for yaga, which is worship of the deities. These are the path of Pancharatrika Vidhi. Of course, we know we're following both the path of Bhagavat Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi, but the mantras which the devotees are given at their Brahman initiation, their Pancharatrika mantras and Pancharatrika Gayatris, along with the Vedic mantra, the Dhamma Gayatri mantra, they're given seven mantras, and so that they can perform the path of Pancharatrika Vidhi, which is engaged in worshipping the deities as part of their process of purification for remembering Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of all of our activities, is to both path of Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. Bhagavad Vidhi is the glorification of the name, fame, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Pancharatrika Vidhi is the worship of the form of his Lord and his Achyamurti, the deity form, where devotee becomes qualified to perform that service after receiving mantra diksha. So maybe Maharaj, you would like to add a little something or clarify something that maybe which I spoke?
I can't add anything.
Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kitami Amasthaniya Swami Gauravani Prachari Sri Sasimi Vani Pastyatra Desatani Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Vidyaran Sri Adrika Vidyaran Srivasari Bhonga Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you, Maharaj, for such a beautiful expression of the philosophical teachings that surround the essence of Krishna consciousness, and that is to always remember Krishna, and specifically how to always remember Krishna through the process of Harinam Sankirtan, the chanting of the holy names. I'd also like to also mention, as Maharaj mentioned from his heart, his concern and his love for Jagannatha Maharaj. And I also encourage all the devotees, because one point that Maharaj made, which is really the essence of the whole thing that surrounds how Krishna does things, is that he does respond to the prayers of the devotees. So the devotees, from their heart and in a very serious state, make some vow, make some austerity, perform some puja, chant some rounds, or just offer your concern to the lotus feet of the Lord for the recovery of Jagannatha Maharaj. Then we see that, as Prabhupada expressed in his own situation when he was also about to leave in 1974, he said, when you do this, please do this seriously, because the serious offering of that type of concern really moves the Lord to act. So I just wanted to say the same thing, because it's also been on my mind. He's such a wonderful Vaishnava that has given his life to Srila Prabhupada's movement in such an amazing way. And I'm allowed to stay with us. And Krishna wants what the devotees want, so we can make that clear that that's what we want. Now on to the concern of the moment, appreciation. In 1974, in July, in Germany, Srila Prabhupada was at a university speaking to a large group of students. And he was explaining very enthusiastically that the living entity has been through all 8 million species of life. And he emphasized that point. And he explains that to get to the human form of life is very rare. The other species of life far outnumber the human species of life. And to come to the human species of life, the human forms of life, is as the opportunity to make a solution to all problems. And it's the opportunity to reawaken our eternal loving relationship with the Lord. And to meet a bona fide spiritual master and to take to the process of bhakti yoga, devotional service of the Lord. It is so rare. It is so rare. Prabhupada gave one example to show how rare it is. He said, imagine this huge, vast ocean. And in this ocean, there's a log floating. And in that log, there's a knothole. And somewhere in that ocean, there's a frog. And that frog decides to surface, come up. And he just happens to come through that hole in the log. And that was Srila Prabhupada's explanation of Rupa Goswami's point in the Nectar Devotion, that devotional service, pure devotional service, is very rare. So we should take this opportunity to begin the path of devotional service very soon. So it's a very serious, it's the most serious thing you can possibly do in your life, because everything we've done before that has led us to this point. And as Srila Prabhupada says, initiation really means beginning. You're beginning your path back home, back to God, back to the eternal Lord, or the Supreme Personality of God. So, and taking it seriously means, as Maharaj so clearly explained, following the process with that type of conviction, chanting the holy names, associating with devotees, and following the principles as carefully and as seriously as we can. And understand there's no more important thing we can do. Whatever we else are doing in our life has meaning and value in relationship to our relationship with Krishna, our devotional service. Otherwise, it's just external, it's based on the body, and ultimately it's destroyed in the course of time. But this is never destroyed, and it's always increasing according to how seriously we take to this process. And initiation, actually, we're doing the formal ceremony, and that's important. That consummates actually what is already in the heart. Real initiation is in the heart. When a disciple decides to surrender their life to the lotus feet of the Lord, through the Lord's bona fide representative, the spiritual master, and that is the real initiation. So to cultivate that mood of surrender, that means initiation actually is an ongoing process. It's not that once the ceremony is over, I'm initiated and I have my name and then I go on. No, actually, we have to renew that mood of initiation by always carefully remembering the instructions of the spiritual master and considering that first and foremost in our life. And with that consciousness, we can access the mercy of the Lord, because it is really the seriousness of the devotee that allows one to practice the process successfully. And that seriousness comes by having that type of faith. Faith in the words of the Lord, faith in the words of the scriptures, faith in the words of the spiritual master. And that's explained. Yasya Devi Parabhakto, Yata Devi Tathagu, Tasyai Pakatita Yarta, Prakasana Mahatmana. One who has The word is implicit faith, not just faith, but faith that is without any other consideration in the words of the spiritual master and the scripture. All the imports of the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of all Vedic knowledge is automatically revealed within the heart of that devotee with that type of faith. And faith is not dry. Faith is not dead. Faith is faith in action. That means if I have faith, but I don't carry it out, then it really means I don't have faith. Faith means to show that faith in action. And so Maharaj nicely explains that is emphasized by remembering Krishna through the process of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Throughout Iti Sota Sakam Namna Kali Kama Sanasana Nata Paravilkayo Sarva Vedasu Drishyate. This verse says, one can search through all Vedic literatures and one cannot find a more sublime process of religion and spiritual practice than was found in chanting these 32 syllables, 16 words of Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Over and over again, verse after verse, emphasize. When you want to make a point, you need to do it by emphasis. And therefore, the emphasis on this particular essence, aspect of spiritual practice, is unlimited. And that was brought out by Maharaj's talk so powerfully, and I got that realization in the sense that when it really comes back to our practice, our relationships with devotees, our reading of the scriptures, our studying of the scriptures, our worship of the Lord, our practice of our activities within the temple and outside, all really center on the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Without that, or without not just chanting 16 rounds, but chanting in such a way that we understand the importance of the chanting and we put our time, energy, concentration, and everything into that process. I'm not that, I have 16 rounds, I have to get my rounds out. You got the idea, I have to get my rounds out. That's what you'll get. You'll get your rounds out. That's it. Maybe something. But we have to understand that this is purification of the heart. This is where knowledge is revealed. This is what helps us to remember Krishna. This protects us from the influence of the material energy. And this is what actually pleases the Lord. So there's so much connected to this process of remembering the Lord through glorifying the Lord, chanting the holy names of the Lord. And then, to carry out our vows, as Maharaj so nicely explains, using that word satata, when one is remembering Krishna through chanting of the holy name, then whatever we have to do or not do becomes, it's just a feature of that remembrance. It comes automatically. It's not like there's a big confusion within the mind. Because Krishna, when Krishna is remembered, he guides the devotee according to that devotee's, what we say, surrender remembrance of him, so chanting the holy names of the Lord. So please take this initiation very seriously. It's the most important thing. This is actually what we've been we've been struggling to come to, the opportunity for the perfection of life, to awaken our natural love for the Supreme Personality of God and the devotion. So this initiation process is the beginning. It's actually the beginning, not the end. It's not the end. It's not like, okay, I'll initiate it, that's it. It's actually the beginning of the process. To illustrate that point I mentioned earlier about initiation being in the heart, one time the Prabhupada gave initiation to one person. The next day the person left. And the devotees were shocked and astonished, and they asked Prabhupada, how is it he could have initiation and he left? Prabhupada said he was never initiated. So just to emphasize the point that it's more than just a ceremony. Of course, you're all sitting here, not because of the ceremony, because you've shown through your dedication and through your faith in the spiritual master and the process that you're serious. But we'll be challenged. That's the point. We're going to be challenged. And we're going to be, there's going to be obstacles, there's going to be difficulties, there's going to be sometimes even impossible situations. And we must maintain that faith and that surrender unto the Lord, to the Lord in all difficulties. And when Krishna sees that, he provides the, what we say, the ability to overcome the difficulties and make advancement through these things. So if we have that faith, then there is no difficulties. The only difficulty is the creation in our minds that we create. That's the difficulty. There's no difficulty. You have to simply keep that principle in mind, that the instructions of my spiritual master is my life and soul. And as Srila Prabhupada emphasized when he was asked, what is your most important instruction? And Prabhupada said, my most important instruction to my disciples is every day they chant 16 arounds on beats without fail. That's what he said. That was his answer. So again, emphasizing the essence of what Maharaj explained. To remember Krishna through chanting all the names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
Really so happy to be here. I thank you all for allowing me to come. And when I heard this ceremony was happening, I did everything that I could to come. So, I know that Krishna allowed me to come.
So there are four devotees who will be taking Harinam initiation today and receiving these accepting vows. I also, although mentioned these two other devotees, Achyuta Das, who will be taking second initiation today. He was initiated almost 3 years ago, and he is serving in the Hartford Temple community. Is a preacher who wishes to worship the deities and he wishes to make further progress in Krishna consciousness, so he is ready to accept the responsibility of taking second initiation. And that is happening today. And also, I'd like to say that Parvati Devi Dasi, she's also here to accept second initiation today. And I'm very happy I can serve her in this way. She's been a devotee of the Krishna Consciousness Movement for, what, 30 how many years? 32 years? 32 years. Yeah. And, I take this personally as a service to her, to help her in her service. A service to our husband, who was very, very dear friend of mine, Bhushara Prabhu. I'm really very happy that I can serve him in this way. We've been married over 30 years, right? Have four children, all in Krishna consciousness. Very exemplary householder, couple in New York, very enthusiastic preacher. So I'm very grateful for the opportunity to serve all of you and assist you somehow, in whatever way that I can, in your service. So these two devotees will be taking second initiation today. And then we'll call upon the devotees for their Harinam initiation. First we'll call that you should come forward, offer your obeisances, and then we'll ask you to accept your vows of initiation, and then we'll give you the deeds in your name. So, Devnarayan, come first. I've known Devnarayan for I don't know how many years. A long time. If we do it in such a way that we can offer the basis of this way, so it doesn't have to come to speak.
Try that again.
Just straight press.
I'm sorry.
So we're very happy that you're ready for making this step now, Krishna consciousness. Dev Narayan has approached me with a sincere desire for many years, and somehow this desire is bearing fruit today, that he's accepting his vows and taking Vaishnava initiation. And we'll let you accept your vows, and then we'll give him a beat.
Relationship, no intoxication and gambling, and chant 16 rounds every day.
No.
At least.
Yeah, not maximum.
All right. So, we have accepting you today on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara as an initiated disciple. Chanted on your beads, and we've given you a new name. And this is a name of Lord Ramachandra. Your new name is Dasarath Sutadas.
Viva! Dasarath Sutadas ki. Beautiful man.
Can I take the bag?
Yes, you can take your bag. Now we'll call Suraj to come forward. I've also known Suraj ever since he was a young boy. And he's decided that he will take his vows, initiation. And now he's a responsible householder with a wife and children. And although I remember you still as a young boy, still going to camp in New Jersey, learning how to play mridanga. He's traveled with me in the former Soviet Union. And yes, he's traveled with me as before. Traveled with me in Canada. And entered household life and taking responsibilities in household life, and now he's continuing his responsibilities. And as we all know, he is the son of my first disciple, Chetu Gurudas. Chetu Guru and Sachi Mata both are very happy for this occasion to see Suraj come forward and making this important step and commitment in his life. So we'll ask you to accept your vows.
Four vows. No sex, no eating, no gambling, no intoxication.
What was the second one?
No eating.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear the meat part. I just said no eating.
No meetings. I promise to chant at least 16 hours.
Daily.
How often? So, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, we've accepted you as an initiated disciple. And we've given you the name Krishna, who is the Lord Master of all the Devas, the demigods, or Suras. Your new name is Sureshwar Das.
Sureshwar Das K.
Bhakti Evelyn. Evelyn, she's been serving in Canada for many years, and she's been serving in the temples in Montreal and Toronto. She's been aspiring disciple for a number of years, and I know she's been wanting to come forward and to accept her vows and take initiation, and now we're giving her this opportunity to do so. And I'll ask you also to accept your vows. Jesus.
I accept the vow to don't have sex, no gambling, no meditating, no intoxication, and to chant a minimum of 16 rounds every day.
Okay, thank you. So on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and Guru Parampara, we are accepting you as an initiated disciple. We have given you a name, the name of Radharani, which means one who possesses love for Krishna. Your new name is Prema Bhakti Devi Dasi.
Prema Bhakti Devi Dasi K.
Say that I'm very happy to see that Dr. Chris is taking the initiation today, coming forward and accepting this Holiness Chandramali Maharaj as his spiritual master. And I certainly don't want to pass up the opportunity to say how happy I am to see this occasion as well. That you're taking shelter of bona fide spiritual master who will give you wonderful guidance and friendship. And I certainly wish you greatest fortune in your advancing in devotional service.
So much. Thank you. You can just take the mic.
Okay.
Always been very eager to know more about Krishna consciousness, how to practice, how to become a devotee. And last year he went to Mayapur. He got a real taste for Krishna consciousness. Ever since he came back from Mayapur, he's really lost in his enthusiasm and in his practice. So, Krishna, what are the relative principles?
I vow not to engage in illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling, and vow to chant a minimum of 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra daily.
On beat. Now I'm driving to work. I was thinking he really got a taste for Mayapur. Very much, and he changed completely in his Krishna consciousness. So in that respect, we give you a name of Lord Chaitanya. Actually, it's Chaitanya Nitai. Principle that we have after the eighth beat, we people to strength. And Maharaj very clearly and powerfully said, if you don't have that string, you'll be just a lot of bees. So, 5, 6, 7, 8. Put a tiny little string on that, that stands for the eight mystical orders. So, you also are being exposed, so please put your strings on. We're happy to, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, send the Vaishnavas to offer you this initiation into the Goyama, into the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Nice and loud, please, chat.
Namaste.